Ladies, gentlemen, others and more, welcome to Les and Phil Galore. You're welcome on the show, you're welcome in the poddy. And if you've been a good person, we'll give you a smack on the body.
Oh, yeah. I like that. What a good intro. Maybe we'll do that every time now.
That same one?
Sure, why not? We can clip it out and make it a little jingle.
Or why not?
Get a backing track to that.
Welcome.
Welcome, as Les said, welcome human beings to another installment.
It is an installment. It's another week. Another week closer to death for us.
Well, yes, that's true.
But I suppose that's everyone, really.
Yeah, well, unless you've somehow managed to avoid the seven signs of aging.
Dorian Gray, perhaps, or Benjamin Button.
Or perhaps that man, Matthew McConaughey from Interstellar.
Oh, imagine yes.
Being in the fifth dimension.
That's it.
Outside of time and space.
That's one way of
doing it. Doesn't affect him.
Well, that's Matt for you.
That is Matt. Yeah. He is timeless.
Hey, welcome to what will be a bumper episode.
Oh, bonanza.
A bonanza, which we probably say quite often, but this time we mean it as much as the other times.
Well, even more. Perhaps even less.
It could be even.
I feel like going into season two was a good season.
Yeah.
I think we were very confident.
We were confident. Season five, as we are now, the resuscitation season, it's fast and loose, as they say.
Fast and loose, baby.
Or slow and loose.
Well, yes. It's, slow and steady, I would say.
Slow and steady. But slow and loose kind of describes us quite a bit, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes. A lot of loose skin.
Yes.
A lot of loose clothing material,
absolutely,
too.
And loose morals.
Oh, yes, absolutely. They Above are. All else.
Absolutely.
And I must say, you know, the skinny jeans were all the phase, but no more.
Not anymore. No.
Give me flared jeans.
Give me mom jeans.
Yes, give me tracky ducks.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. I'm much more comfortable in those.
Love them.
Hey, we've got special guests on this week.
We do indeed.
We've got a few emails coming through with some requests, which we will get to.
Well, it is, exactly. Do you want to go into it a bit more, or are you going to talk a bit more?
We'll cut that later. You can talk into it. You talk about
it. Oh, well, I was just going to follow on from that, because, you know, it is spring.
Spring has sprung.
Indeed.
It has.
So, you know, it's a wonderful time of year, unless you have allergies.
Oh, it's appalling. And if you don't like magpies, the football team.
Yes. Or those bloody noisy miners.
I
was in a park the other day.
Children everywhere.
Oh, I hate them. Hate them. Get rid of them. They should not be in parks.
Absolutely not.
I want the playground for me.
Exactly.
Get off my slide. It's my turn.
Exactly.
Respect your elders. Goodness me.
They don't, do they?
No.
The youth of today.
The youth of the day. No respect.
So, why don't we do a quick whip around to a couple of our friends?
Oh, yes. A quick rip around.
Yes. We're on that fast.
Well, that's what would happen if you were wearing tight clothes. You would rip around.
Absolutely.
That's why we avoid tight clothes.
We would never do that.
No.
Absolutely not.
No, but we're going to do a little quick whip around.
That's
the
right.
Metro whip around.
That's it. Starts us off in a good light. We know lots of callers like to wait until the clock ticks the time we start, and then they call in.
No, immediately. Our boards light up. It looks like a bit of a nuclear reactor going into meltdown with all the buttons going off.
It does.
It looks like something's going wrong, but definitely isn't.
Oh, nothing's going on at all except for, you know, us.
Just rambling on. That's what's going on.
Hey, should we go to our first caller?
Yeah, I think so. Sure thing.
Sure. Let's see what they want to say. Hello, you're online with Jeremy Phillip. Actually, Jeremy's back. Hold on, just before we come to...
Yes, Jeremy, yes.
Jeremy is back this week, and thank God.
Welcome back, Jeremy.
How was your week, Jez?
Yeah, good boy.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
You got to take it easy,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, you're going to get that removed?
Oh, crikeys.
Yes.
That'd be quite expensive,
it
Jeremy. We're not covering that under the work insurance.
Absolutely. We're not insured.
It's coming out of your pocket.
Well, the only thing that's insured is that you're getting no money.
That's a sure thing.
That's insured. Yes. Anyway, sorry. Yes, you're online. Sorry about that, caller. Who have we got?
Oh, hello there.
And who's this here?
My name is Boulder.
Boulder?
Yes. Boulder Dash is the last name.
Oh, Boulder, thank you for your full name, Boulder Dash. Welcome online. How are you?
I am wonderful.
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 That's cool. Tell me, what's been going on in your world?
Well, not too much. I've been out building my gates.
Yeah, oh,
the construction has been completed.
Congratulations, Boulder.
I had to build 3 gates around my perimeter.
Oh, great. And where are those gates?
They're in a wonderful world called Narnia.
Well, Boulder, that's lit. We'll see you later on next time you call in.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful to join you.
And wonderful to join you as well for that brief stint. Yes.
Wonderful there, yes.
Yes.
Next caller, shall we go to next caller?
Sure, why not?
Hello, caller. Where are you, caller?
Hello.
Oh, well, hello, dear caller.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name's Mon.
Mon, we are quite formal here. Full name, please.
Oh, Monopoly.
Oh, beautiful. Yes. Wonderful to have you with us. Tell us, what have you been up to?
Well, I've just been collecting money from the free parking.
Oh, I see.
It's a bit of a misnomer.
It is, I see. I understand parking can be quite expensive.
Especially when it's free. But if you think about it, all parking's free, just some requires a donation.
I see. Well, I mean, some might require two donations if you don't pay.
That's correct.
And that second donation, substantially more than the first.
Absolutely, boys. And that's just what I've been doing.
Alrighty. Well, thank you, Mon.
See you, boys.
Ta-ta for now.
Yes. Good old Mon.
Good on you, Mon. We love it hearing from our listeners.
We do. We never get bored.
No. And we're never short of listeners.
No, we're never short of listeners, are we? Yeah, well, there's our rip around, as you call it.
That's all. Stuff the rest of them.
Yes. Hey, shall we go to our first segment?
I think we'll go to our first segment. The first segment being...
Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's a brand new segment.
Oh, I see. I have a different timesheet. I thought we were throwing to the news. No, we're going to our new segment. And then we might go to the news.
I think that's a good order. Yes, we have got a special guest on with us this week.
Oh, yes, he's sitting out in the green room.
Yeah, he is.
The moment.
Yes, and very
Jeremy,
aptly.
Bring him in. Wave him in. Good man.
I'll hang on. Yell out.
Goodness.
He's coming in.
Yeah, wonderful. That was a good... never ceases to amaze me the force...
Yes?
...that can come out of your lungs.
Well...
You have very verbose.
I am quite verbose and quite voluminous.
Voluminous?
Yes.
Quite voluntuous voice.
Voluntuous voice. I've always said that. Yes, yes. Hey, would you like to hear my middle name?
I would. You know what? Yes. Remind me.
Okay, well...
What is your middle name?
My middle name is The Cock.
Oh, The Cock.
Yes.
And for our new listeners...
Yes.
How did you get that nickname?
Well, it was a long time ago. I was a young lad. We were... it was in the mines. And often when you're in the mines, there's a lot of repetitive work. You get very dirty.
You've got to watch out for that RSI.
You absolutely do have to watch out for the RSI. Yeah, what does that stand for again?
I think it stands for rigor...
Servitude.
Indentured.
Yes. It does stand for that.
Rigorous servitude indenture.
That's it. There's a comma after servitude.
Yes.
Yes. Now, we're in the mines, you see, and we're looking for things to do. And I say to them, well, listen up, boys. I've got a very good impression of a rooster.
Oh, yes.
And they say, well, go on, Les, go on, tell us, do your impression.
Of course. Adoring fans.
Well, they are adoring fans, yes. They keep us cool.
Exactly,
yes,
exactly. They need to pump the hot air out.
I say to the boys, I don't want to do it. And they say, do it, Les, they say. And I say, I don't want to do it, boys. Don't make me do it.
Got
to
do the rooster impersonation.
That's what they say. I say, I don't want to do it, boys. Don't force me. And then I say...
This sounds non-consensual, Jesus.
Well, that's it. And I go...
What?
So, wow-ee. And that's not even my rooster
Look
impression.
At those spikes.
Yes. Well, that's exactly right. My rooster impression goes like this. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, wow. That's a good cock impression.
Yeah, it is. So that, but I went, ah! And so they just called me the cock.
So the cock stuck.
The cock stuck.
Oh, goodness. So that's why you are now called Les the Cock Johnson.
That's right. Did you have a nickname growing up?
I think
up?
I did.
Yeah.
If I cast my name, not my name back, yeah. If I cast my mind back.
Yes.
I think they called me the truck.
The truck?
The truck.
Could
That's
you remind
right.
me why you were called the truck?
Oh, well, I'm quite a large man, you'll
yes,
see. And,
I've seen.
We share a lot of similarities with a truck.
Ah, yes.
Have a very wide turning circle.
You do.
Quite slow off the mark.
I'd say so.
But when I get, once I generate a bit
yes.
of pace,
yes.
my goodness, you don't want to be in front of me.
I don't.
And no.
Yes. Only behind.
Have you ever seen that, what is it, road truckers? Ice road truckers?
Ice road truckers.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah absolutely.
And that's
they
what I was.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got quite a rig.
Thank you, yes. Yes. I do pride myself on my chassis.
Yes. It's very impressive. Well,
not much
sense.
Of a caboose, though.
No, I wouldn't say heaps of a caboose.
No,
no,
no.
No,
just,
no.
In terms of a truck, it's just the front part. Mm. There's no trailer.
That's right. No
no dump
no
for this
dump.
Truck.
Absolutely not, no. Now, maybe I'll start calling you Tonka.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, like that?
Especially at the end.
Yeah.
When oh, you use the T words.
I remember that locked in. Now, our guest has just walked in the studio.
Yes, after all our jibber jab, he took 20 minutes to walk in.
He did.
It's quite a maze outside.
It is, yes. It's a long way from the green room.
It's a garden maze.
Oh, isn't it just? Let's welcome him.
To walk through the enchanted maze down in Arthur's Seat.
Yes, it's
came
a
all the way from
well, that's
there.
Where our green room is.
Well, exactly.
Exactly. Now, let's welcome him.
Yes, welcome to the show. Hello. I mean, do we have a name for this segment?
I don't think we have named it.
Maybe
have
we should just call it Gardening with Costa.
There's an idea that leaves nothing mysterious about that, is there? That's good. Welcome to the show, Costa. Our friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Friend of the people. Welcome, Costa. How are you today, buddy?
Yeah, g'day, boys. It's Costa here.
Yeah, good to have you here, buddy.
It's good to be here, boys.
Now, we had so many emails about people writing in about, you know, obviously, you know, someone's house.
Yep.
It is their home, obviously.
Often.
But it's their fortress. It's their... It's their piece of land, you know?
Yeah, I get
and
you,
And they
boys.
Look out across that land. They are the kings and queens of their land. They want to look after their land.
Yeah, absolutely, they do.
So they want gardening advice.
All right, well, you've come to the right person, because I'm Costa.
Well, that's what we thought. We thought you were Costa, so we accosted you, and we brought you in. And we want to ask you some questions about gardening.
Great.
And how people can look after their gut.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm all ears and all mouth for you.
Well, I can't even see your ears because of all that hair.
Well, yeah, they're actually hidden. They're actually lower on my chin.
I see. Yeah. Is that then, why you've grown such long hair?
That's and the beard covers.
It's something
yeah.
that you're a bit self-conscious about.
You'll notice that sometimes I lose control of how loud I talk because I can't quite notice.
That's all right. We can edit that in post-production.
Yeah, no worries, boys.
And by we, I mean Les.
Yeah. Watch your Les.
Got
yes.
it. Good on you, Les. All righty. Well, look, if you're ready, Costa, we'll...
Mate, I'm ready. I can talk about gardening for hours, you
well,
know.
Tell us, Costa, what got you into gardening in the first place?
Well, it's all the stiffies I got from it.
Oh, I see.
I just got rock hard every time I walked in the garden, so I thought maybe I'll make this a thing in my life.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, if you do something that you derive pleasure from, a job that you derive pleasure from.
Oh, and I do.
You never work a day in your life.
I've never worked a day in my life.
Yes.
I'm just in the garden, stiff as a stiff as a school mom.
Wow, indeed. That's quite the picture.
Well, I've got a picture. Have a look at this.
Oh, my goodness. That is an A2 size picture.
Well,
that's
I
enormous.
Had to unfold it on the way in. That's what took me so long.
I see. Well, yeah. It would have got wind.
Hey, well, check this out, actually. It's a scratch and sniff.
Oh, yeah.
Scratch this.
Do you want me to sniff it?
Yeah, I'll scratch it here. Yeah. Now, what does that tell you? Tell the listeners what that sounds like.
What it sounds like.
Sorry, what it smells like.
I was going to say, it smells like the 1980s, if I'm to be honest.
Well,
working in inner city, high paid, high risk financial jobs. That's what it smells like to me.
Boys, they're absolutely...
Can I get another whiff of that?
Have another go here.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Takes me back.
Boys, I'm absolutely whacked off my face. So just send your questions my way and I'll answer them.
Oh, wonderful. All righty, Cost.
Yep. Hit me with a question. Is it callers in or are you going to ask the questions?
I don't have any questions per se. Oh, maybe I'll ask you, lemons or limes?
Well, it depends on the context, really.
No context here from me.
Oh, great.
I would just, usually if I'm having a G&T.
Yep. What does G&T stand for, boys?
It stands for governor.
Treachery.
Governor and treachery.
Why are you having a G&T, Philip?
Well, I mean, I finish my days with a G&T.
Sure.
And it really sends me off to sleep well.
Well, that's great, boys. Give me a goddamn question.
Alrighty.
I'm only at a
semi. You don't want a lemon or a lime. Alrighty. Well, look, let's throw open to our first caller. Hello, dear caller number one. Hello.
Yes, hello.
G'day. It's Acosta here. How you going?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Sorry, boys. I'm losing my voice.
Oh, we sound kind of similar. That wasn't my intention.
Neither was it. I can't pick my Costa voice anymore.
I think you sounded a bit more Australian. Yeah. A bit ocker.
Yeah, boys. There we are. We're back.
That's a bit good.
Who am I talking to?
Oh, you're speaking with Art.
Hello, Art. Hello, Art. What's your surname, Art?
Iculate.
I get it.
Yes.
What's your gardening question? I've got a semi and I'm ready for a full.
Well, I wanted to ask about topsoils.
Topsoils.
Yes.
Yeet. All right.
I'm not sure if I should use bark or straw.
Well, the big thing about topsoil is... The big thing about topsoil is it's all... I would recommend that... You use hash.
Hash?
Yes, hash. It's a really good, just a bit of, you lay it on top, right? And now it's all about the fertilizer.
I see.
That you use. The soil, who gives two hoots? It's what you do with the soil that really matters. You need something renewable. You need something fast. You need something creamy. And what I've got for you is...
Wow. Creamy?
It really gets the plant stimulated.
I'd never have thought of that, Costa.
Well, what I like to do is fertilize my soil.
How do you do that?
Well, what I tend to do is I go out at night time. It's better at night time. There's fewer people around.
I see.
And I stand on top of the soil and I absolutely go hammers and tongs.
I see.
I've got
throwing the kitchen sink at it.
Oh, I'm waxing the javelin, boys. I'm going as wild as I can.
You're flogging the log, so to speak.
That's it. That's it. And I go absolutely bananas. All right. And then I just... I'd say normally in a night, 1 to 3 spunks will do you. That'll get your plants growing, stimulated and looking great.
Is that per plant?
Per plant, absolutely, yeah. So if you've got a whole bush, I'd recommend that you go, let's say, 3 spunks per bush. If you've got a row of them, I would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times 3. 21 spunks should do you in an evening.
I could invite some friends over, perhaps.
Absolutely, and that's a good thing. It's a working bee. You get everyone out there spunking away. That's what I'd recommend. And it'll leave you...
Hard work.
It is absolutely hard.
Like hard work. But, you know, many hands make light work.
That's right. But don't forget, too many cooks spoil the broth.
Oh, Jesus. I hope you're not making a broth.
It becomes quite broth-like until the morning.
Well, I imagine, yes, when you're on the third or, you know, fourth one if you need. It would be quite... the consistency would be appalling.
It changes. That's the thing. Each spunk creates a different consistency. And each spunk there, that's why I suggest 1 to 3. First one's usually quite thick. The seconds get a bit more fluidy.
I see. Well, does that answer your question, dear Art?
Does that help you, Art?
Yes, that is very good.
Well, good luck out there.
Thank you.
You'll be throbbing like a blister, my friend.
There we go. Wonderful. Good on your heart. Let's have another caller. We've got a few lined up. Hello, caller number 2. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Scott.
Hello, Scott. What's your surname, Scott?
Igoris.
Scattergore is welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me, Scat, what's your gardening question?
I've got some leaf curl on my trees.
Yeah?
How do I get rid of my leaf curl?
Fantastic question. Look, the big thing, it's water is key. You need hydration, you need water. You want to get maybe 1 to 3 litres in per hour. You guzzle that, glug 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 glug, then you go out there and you absolutely piss. You piss until you can't piss no more. Just get it all out.
I see. What if I have had alcohol?
Alcohol, even better. Even better. You can get some solids out as well while you're at it. Why not? Nitrogen is high in stools, and so I reckon get everything out onto that lawn. Oh, those gardens. Onto your leaf matter.
I see.
All right. The base, like a sloth.
At the sloth. All right.
Yes.
I can embrace the sloth.
You can embrace it if you need to. It does get a little smelly and a bit wet, so I wouldn't recommend it. But it's good. Good to... Even you can do that with some... Sorry, I've just merged into Liz there. You can even get some friends out to help you.
Oh, yes. Have a drinking party.
That's it. And just go everywhere.
Excellent.
It stops any leaf curl, I can assure you.
All right. Well, I'll have everyone over, and it would be wonderful to see them all. Perhaps even their parents, and we can ask each other, who's your daddy, and what does he do?
A brilliant setup and a slam dunk response. Well done there. Thank you, Scott.
Good on you, Scott. Do we have any more callers, Liz?
I think we have one more caller.
Do we have one more caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it'd be interesting to know what they're going to ask about. But
that's always the question, isn't it?
That's the fun part, isn't it?
We find out.
Exactly. Give me one moment. Excuse me.
Sorry. I'll keep it down, Jeremy. Thanks for...
We'll cut that out.
No, leave it.
Oh, of course.
Yes, well done.
Tasty.
Phlegmy.
All righty. Well, yes. Caller number 3.
I'm
Let's
ready
go
for
to
your
caller
question,
number
boys.
3.
Last one. Line me up. I'm ready. I'm at my peak.
All righty. Caller
peak
number
stiffness.
3. Caller number 3. Hello, who are you? Tell us, what is your occupation?
You're with Costa. Who are you?
Yeah, g'day. My name's Scrab.
G'day, Scrab. What's your surname, Scrab?
Ooh.
Sorry?
Ooh.
Once more?
Ooh.
Oh, that's good. Now, Scrab, tell me, where'd you get your name?
My parents gave it to me.
Great. Are they... It sounds like your voice from before, Scrab. Tell me, is that a horizontal or vertical name?
Definitely horizontal.
All right. And is
that's
that...
how they made me. Ha! Ha! How does that get you?
That gets me wet like a goddamn whistle.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Righto.
Tell me, Scrab, what's your question? I'm here to answer it.
Well, we're coming up to Christmas time.
We are.
And I want to know, what sort of plants are festive?
Oh, mate, there are so many festive plants. But it's not about how festive they are, but how fast they grow. And I've always said that there's no point getting plants near Christmas if they're not going to show. You know?
Yeah.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Oh,
all right?
Yeah? Me
so
too.
I'm glad to hear that, Scrab. Now, listen, mate, what I'd recommend that you do, you go and get yourself some ganja.
Yeah.
All right?
I've got that right here.
Fantastic. I recommend you plant it. You pop her in a planter, right?
Yep.
A pot planter. If
hydroponic?
I would. Hydroponic.
Or outside?
I'd say hydroponic. In a terrarium, your choice.
All righty. I'll hide it in a terrarium then.
And I recommend you go and get yourself some nitrous oxide.
Oh, yeah.
You pump that in. You just go... You push R2 and you go fast, mate. Right? Then that there will make your plant grow... So fast.
A bit of the old Fast and Furious,
that's
eh?
It. It's the need for speed.
Yeah,
or in this
exactly.
instance, hash.
That's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
Don't worry, mate.
You want something that slows you down to be growing very fast.
I wouldn't think about it too much, mate. It's about the Christmas time you're about to have.
Yeah, that's true, eh?
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm off. I've got something to attend to.
All right. Thanks, Costa.
Yeah, thanks, Costa. Bye, me.
Thank you, Costa. Wow, what a wonderful a variety of callers.
Absolutely, and very wide range. But
so
tell you what,
different.
As we say, it's been it's another opportunity to go through our calls from our emails, I should say, from our listener. This time they've asked us for another DIY.
Indeed,
and
yes,
this week,
another DIY. Should we do the news before the DIY?
Yeet, let's
I feel
do
like
it.
The DIY is a nice little finishing segment.
Well, I've actually got two to finish us.
Oh, no, all right, we'll finish with the news on the hour.
Oh, love it. Fantastic, man. DIY this week, Mr. Philip went on our DIY.
I did. I came with you, and I must say, it was lovely.
Yes, it was. It was a fantastic expedition. We thank our caller for, or our emailer, for telling us what they wanted us to DIY this time. And we have, as requested, dined in Yemen.
Indeed. We had some wonderful rice and lamb. I almost said lice and ram.
Well, that's actually what I had.
Yeah, well, yes.
In fact, here's the audio clip from our trip. That's some lovely lice and ram.
Oh, I love my rice and lamb.
Fantastic. There we are.
That was us.
Yummy.
That was
yummy.
Us doing it ourselves.
Do you reckon that segment bombed?
Hey. No.
Oh, great.
Not possible.
Let's flick to our next email. Let me just scroll.
Next one, yes.
Scroll.
You've
okay.
got to scroll a long way.
Great.
All the way at the top.
Now, it's a request here. This has come in from Polyglot. Now, Polly has asked us.
Oh, yes.
Boys. Let me just read this. Hello, boys. It's Polyglot here. I hope you are both well and you're having a fantastic weekend. I'm writing to you from the Bahamas.
Oh, wow.
I have a question for you that I would like an answer from. From? Oh, it says form. It's a typo there.
Oh, yes, I see. That often autocorrect does that.
What a pain. She goes on to say, boys, I'm so impressed with your accents. Could you please explain how you do them? Also include $5,000 in this email by close of business Tuesday or I will start to blackmail you.
I see. Right. That already sounds like they've started blackmailing. Well, oh dear, Polly.
Well, look, we'll help you out, Polly.
Well, I mean, pop the kettle on, Polly. Yeah. Let us tell you a story.
Let's go. Mr. Philip, tell us, how do you get such a fantastic accent?
Well, I mean, I wonder if she's talking about my own accent with my deep,
I think
you know,
it is.
Voice.
I think it's your lips and your voice.
Well, honestly, it's a lot of it comes down to genetics.
Really?
Yes, this is correct. And what I often do wrap my lips around things.
Yes.
Is I'll often unhinge my jaw.
Yes.
Much like a snake.
I've noticed you do that.
And I'll just open and engorge myself on food.
Yes.
Even inanimate objects like this microphone, I'll often just shove them in my mouth.
I've noticed we've gone through a lot of microphones.
We have. I do apologise.
No, you need to apologise. It helps.
But yes, a bit of water damage from the slime.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Absolutely.
But yes, I just love wrapping my lips around everything.
Yeah.
And that probably explains the girthiness of the lips.
And how do you get your bees so crisp?
The bees I find they're very deep in the mouth.
Oh yes.
You'll find that the tongue is quite low.
Okay.
Not low, but towards the back of your mouth.
Sure.
And I just really like that where it sits. You know, I often when it's at the back of my mouth I'll snore.
I've noticed that.
Yes, so
I'm not
I
sure
figure
if you're
why
asleep.
Not just snore during the day as well?
You
keep
do.
My nose, keep my tongue at the back of my mouth.
Sure.
Yeah.
Could you
cost effective?
Could I throw a few
sentences for you to try?
Of course, yes. Yes, I see this one right here.
Yeah, just try the one next.
Try the top one?
Yeah, go from the top.
This is testing my eyesight as well.
Yes.
Blake the Banker Bakes Black Bread.
Fantastic. How about one about the
second one?
Yeah, go for that.
The bottom of the butter bucket is...
Keep it going, please.
The bottom of the butter bucket is buttered bucket bottom.
Fantastic. Could you keep going, please?
Shall I just do all of them?
Yeah, do it in
order. Give me a little response after each of them.
Sure, I will. I'll give you a
Billy's Big Black and Blue Blister Bread.
Okay, how about Tony Blair? What's he been up to?
Oh, Tony Blair's blue boots are beautiful.
Our favourite builder?
Oh, Bob the Builder, Bottom Beach, Blue Betty Beater.
Sorry, once more, Mr. Phillips, if you wouldn't mind.
Bob the Builder, Bottom Beach, Blue Bleeding Beater.
Sorry, you're getting a little stuck on those last two words.
Yeah, well, this is my...
It should be Bob the Builder.
This is my dyslexia coming out. Bob the Builder, Bottom Beach, Blue Bleeding Beater.
Fantastic. That's Bob the Builder bought a bleached blue beaded blazer.
Do you want some tongue twisters with a P?
Yes, I would.
That's wonderful.
Just tell us about this one here.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. All right. You know, Paul's my father's name.
Yes, I do know that.
Oh, sorry.
Paul,
please pause for proper applause.
Great. And any other requests?
Peter poked a poker at the Piper and a Piper poked Piper at Peter. Please prune plums, please, properly.
Just one more about your fruit.
Picky pickpockets, pick pockets.
No, just this one.
Oh, sorry. Please prepare the prepared pears near the unprepared pears near the pool.
Fantastic. Thank you so
much.
That's
a lot of slobber on this now.
Yes.
Quite happy I got protection for the microphone.
Thank goodness for that.
Do you want to do some tongue twisters, perhaps?
I'd love to.
Oh, I don't know. Read this top one right here. This,
this is quite a common one. This is seashells by the seashore.
Oh, I see.
That's quite simple for that one. But seven slick, slimy snakes sliding slowly southward.
Oh, I wonder where they're sliding southward.
That comes perhaps, in from Costa.
Perhaps they're sliding southward to Seaford.
I'd say certainly Seaford.
Yes.
Now, Susie's Shirt Shop sells pre-shrunk shirts.
Oh.
Isn't that?
Pre-shrunk. That sounds fantastic.
Exactly.
I would do that. I hate taking shirts home and they shrink.
So annoying. Well, and I would
say... Read this next one, yes?
Yeah, well, the sad soldier should shoot soon.
Oh, goodness me.
Yes.
He's got some depression, I think. Great. What is he shooting?
He's shooting 66 shooters.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of shooters.
It's very hard to do that one. I quite liked it, though.
That was great fun.
Yeah, sorry. Just
should we do some more tongue twisters maybe next time?
Absolutely.
I think that's a great recurring segment.
I think so. Fantastic. I know that one about I'm a thistle sifter. I have a sieve of sifted thistles and a sieve of unsifted thistles because I'm a thistle sifter.
Oh, I see. What about the one with Simple Caesar, Sifter Snifter,
Simple Caesar
to sneeze and sneezed?
I can't do that, but I will next week.
Next week we'll prepare it. We'll watch Singing in the Rain.
We will singing. Yes, we will.
Moses supposes his roses. His toes are roses.
Yes, that's it. Moses. Anyway, thank you, Polly, for your question.
Yes, thank you, Polly. What the hell was the question?
I was going to send it.
Oh, the accent.
Yeah,
that's right.
Send
do you do your accent?
How do I do? Oh, well... What I do is I get a good amount of saliva on the end of my teeth,
yes.
Just on the tips there. And as I talk, I put my teeth together, because that's naturally how I close my mouth every time
I
talk.
Well, I think that is quite a common
yes.
Tactic.
And then I just as I talk, the air goes straight through.
Yeah.
That's just how I breathe. It's fine. It's just a little thing that happens to
yes,
me.
I think yes. Polly's kind of overthinking it.
I think Polly is overthinking it.
I hope that kettle's boiled by now.
Clear off, Polly. Let's go to the news.
Oh, yes. We're going to throw to the news.
Here it is. It's news on the hour. In 40 seconds. 6.
It actually is on the hour. And in all our 5 years of being on our revival series now / resuscitation series, we've never actually done it on the hour.
It's very impressive.
Incredible. All right.
Go. News us.
Other news. Yes, you might have seen recently.
Yes.
Daniel Andrews has just come out.
Yes.
And he's announced a wonderful package. Not his own package.
No, it is wonderful.
He can't take full credit for it. But it's a wonderful package. They're going to subsidize it. There's going to be free teacher courses for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a dog teacher,
absolutely,
you can do it. They noticed, he mentioned in the news that there's a critical lack of dog teachers, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
You know, even the dogs themselves.
Yes.
Their behavioural issues are
through
the roof.
And truancy is atrocious. They do not rock up.
Everyone's wagging.
Yeah, they are wagging.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of issues as well with older dogs, too.
Yes, absolutely, yes. There's a saying about older dogs. It's you can't feed old dogs new dicks.
That's something, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
They need to have... what happens when you're an older dog.
Yes.
Often their teeth will start to rot.
Correct.
If they're not properly looked after.
Yes.
So their teeth will fall out and then they can't chew.
They can't chew.
So they can't have a new dick. No, it's plump and... What are they going to chew it with? They don't have teeth. They can't pierce the skin.
Absolutely, exactly.
So you want to give them old dicks.
That's it.
Ones that not decomposing, but, you know, they've been stewed a bit.
That's it.
Stewed in their juices.
That's it. They're pickled.
Yes.
Pickled
and
dicks.
You'll find that the meat just falls straight off the boner.
Yes, you do. And that's what Dan Andrews said. Thanks.
Exactly. That's what he said.
Verbatim.
In his press conference.
That's it.
Which was recorded, and I imagine you can look it up.
You can find that online.
So yes, indeed. Probably on ABC News.
Yes.
Les, do you have some news as well?
I sure do. to get to it, I'll have to remember exactly what was on the news there.
Oh, it was actually quite exciting.
Yes, I did see this. Yes.
I know people are talking about the daily grind.
They are talking about the daily grind.
And they're like, oh, that grind life is it.
Yeah.
And it's lit. And really, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a bit S
too
hit,
yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I'm picking up on what you're stepping in. Now, what has come out?
Get those dogs out of here.
Yes.
Where are those trainers?
That's what Dan's there for.
Well, yes.
For a long time, there's been some speculation that we might be going to a four-day working week.
Yes,
which
indeed.
We have not worked 4 days since our early 80s.
Oh, yes, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a different type of work back then.
Oh, absolutely it was.
And it was still a grind then.
Oh, tell me about it.
I was grinding probably, Thursday night,
yeah.
Friday night,
yeah.
Saturday night,
yeah.
And even Sunday night
yeah.
as well.
And Monday morning.
Oh, Monday morning,
yeah.
Yes. Those were. I was grinding my teeth
oh,
by then.
Tell me about
yeah.
it. What Uniqlo's come out to say is that we're actually going to be shortening the week to 6 days.
Uniqlo.
That's right.
Has come out and said that.
That's right.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Amazing that they have such power.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but they seem to be the adjudicator of all things now.
I think so too. It's
yeah.
Kind of the new world order these days. Uniqlo's just the number one authority.
They are. And so we will be moving to starting close of business Friday.
Yes.
A 6 day week.
6 day week.
Yes. So we're going to have Monday. We've got Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Friday.
And then another Friday.
Two Fridays.
Yeah, two Fridays in a row.
How will people be able to distinguish Friday 1 from Friday 2?
Well, what has been suggested, and this actually came in from Cotton On, they suggested we call the second one Fry-yay.
I see.
Yes.
Fry-yay.
Yes. But what you'll also...
That would be the Good Friday, though,
that
wouldn't it?
That is good. Actually, incorrect.
That
yes.
would be the Friday leading into the weekend.
Well, then
or then the start of the weekend.
That goes to Monday then next.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, so that Friday is really Sunday.
Well, It is. It's kind of Saturday as well. Because what has happened...
We've got a four-day work week and a six-day week.
No, we that's the issue. There's been a miscommunication and people have been calling for a shorter week. But the working days are still the same.
Oh, so it's a five-day working week
yes.
in a six-day week.
That's right. And even Friday is slated to be a working day as well.
Oh, I see. Yes. Well, you know, yes.
Yes. I do know yes, and I'll say no more.
Say no more, my friend.
Hey.
Goodness me. A six-day week.
I know what you're going to do with that.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't do much. You've got to be very short of time.
Absolutely. A whole day less, 24 hours fewer. Hey.
But you know what? I never liked... Oh, well, I liked the days that are gone. They got rid of Monday. I hate Monday. Always get Monday-itis.
I've got Friday on my mind.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Friday on my mind.
You know, Mondays, you can fall apart. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, break your heart.
They do.
Thursdays, wow.
Well, you got to get down on Friday.
Thursday. Well, I know I didn't get to Thursdays. I can't even remember the next line.
Thursday. Well, tomorrow is Friday.
Well, okay. So, got to get down on Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah, I've said that.
There was a place near mine that used to do fry bays.
What does that mean? Chicky babes?
No, bays.
Like Michael Bay films?
Yes. So every Friday they would just show Michael Bay's repertoire.
Oh, fantastic. Pearl Harbor.
What they did, they compressed it all into one night. So you'd watch about 10 minutes from one film before it went into the next film.
Oh, cool.
But what was very clever...
Go on.
So across the space of 3 hours.
Yes.
Because that's how long Pearl Harbor is.
Yes, at least.
You would see the first 10 minutes of Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
And then it would go into another one of his movies, say Transformers... Revenge of the Fallen. And it would be the second 10 minutes of that movie. So splice them all together.
Yeah.
You know, the third movie, it would be the third 10-minute section of that movie. Splice them all together, and you have you just have so much Michael Bay. You just are overcome with a baygasm.
You are.
Of just Michael Bay.
Well... Baygasms.
And that was why it's called Fry Bays.
Ah, well, that's the splice of life.
That's the splice of life.
That's lit. Well, that's the end of the news. That's the end of the segment. That's the end of us.
That's the end of us.
Until 6 days
next
time.
6 days? Oh, yes, I see. Oh.
Yes.
See what you've done there.
It has been a pleasure.
As always, Les, wonderful to be here. You know what? We can't actually see what we're recording. We've still got our tongue twisters there. Hopefully we are still recording.
Yes, well, the octopus and Oliver went to the opera in October.
Oh, well, that would mean everything's okay.
It does. Hey, see you, Tonka.
See you, Leanna.